Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, some days you just have a wonderful surprise. The sun was shining today. It's still a little cold. There was a lot of frost on the ground this morning. I don't like winter, but we're going to get in it anyway. It doesn't matter whether Beth likes it or not. I've been bringing to you Made in America products and companies, and today my big surprise was I have a surprise guest for you. Made in America, the land of opportunity, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Americans love success stories. We love romance and happy endings. And while many in this nation do their utmost best to separate Americans, we are gender, our skin, our color, our faith, our wealth. Americans, we know better. We know we are one. We are the melting pot. We work hard. We grow our families. We care for them, regardless of who you are or your occupation. Americans love life. This morning, I had an exciting surprise. I was preparing to head down the road of Stormy Daniels and Elizabeth Warren and the violence being perpetrated against Americans on our way of life. But back up the truck. Let's have some fun. Let's have some encouragement with a lot of, unfortunately, reality. I have been passing back and forth dates for several months now to bring a special guest to you. New to CSC Talk Radio, but I hope he'll return and keep us up to date on his passion and his mission in life. Forrest Lucas, the president of Lucas Oil, is an American success story, literally, I think it's literally, from rags to riches, but a man who hasn't forgotten his roots, which are in rural America. Our roots are important. They make us who we are. And we're just going to cut to the chase and go straight to our guest, which is Forrest Lucas of Lucas Oil. Mr. Lucas, I'm going to call you Forrest, if that's okay. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you very much, and you may call me Forrest.
All right. Thank you. I want to hear about your success story. I want my listeners to hear about it. You started out, and we have talked about some of the struggles. I have a lot of truck drivers that listen to this show, and you started out as a truck driver, if I'm correct. Is that correct?
When I was 21, I bought my first semi. I've worked a lot of jobs before that, you know, getting raised on a farm, you know, small farm, like a lot of people did back then. With had a father who had a drinking problem, so it was a rough growing up. But we had some good grandparents on both sides. And that helped a lot, but we made it. But everybody worked all the time, so working was something we all did. You know, we lived out of gardens and canned everything, and you know, had cows to milk. And
you know the canning and the working in the garden and the canning seems to be a lost art that's coming back. I did some of that. I grew up in the city and then married a farmer, and now he's in construction, and we've kind of bounced back and forth because life has dealt us a few corners that we've had to turn. We lost a home in a fire and had to start all over again with four children, and I was 8 months expecting my fifth son. And, you know, life just throws you these curves, but you just got to keep going, you know. You got to kind of shift gears and get going. But I have some sons now that are into this gardening, and they're wanting to freeze and can, and they're trying to do it all the natural way. They don't want to use any of the herbicides or anything on their gardens. And so when you talk about that, it really takes me back. But it also, it's something that I'm excited that my kids are realizing the importance of that.
Well, there is a, I think there is a little buzz about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Especially everybody's coming back just like they are. They're trying to do it without without fertilizers and things like that, which I don't understand that.
Yeah. That's our generation.
We used manure. It's just, fertilizer back then. You know, the corn, I think the corn field was the only one that got any fertilizer, but everything else was it was manure.
Now, when you were on the farm as a kid, was it everything? Was it crop and cattle and hogs or chickens, or was it one or the other? Or
well, most everybody had a big garden.
Mm-hmm.
Garden was a big, big, big deal because in the summertime you ate tomatoes were the first thing that came off, and that was, and then the sweet corn. But then we had to can a lot of stuff, and that was always a lot of work: tomatoes and green beans and pickles and beets and carrots and all those things. But when you're going through the winter, you know, with just you put your potatoes up, and you had to put them in a cellar of some kind. That's why the little cellars were there. You know, they had cave temperatures, which is usually in the, around 50, 60 degrees. So, and then you put your, you know, canned food up there. And most people don't realize it, but, you know, the idea behind canning is you can it, you put it in there, and then you have to cook it a temperature that kills all the bugs in it.
Right.
And once it's sealed up real, no new bugs can get in it, and it can stay forever. That's what your canned food is when you get it out of the store. It's been done the same way. But it was rough, and I had to work out. You know, when I was 12, I showed cattle for a living.
Okay.
And that was my summer job, and then taking care of cattle other times after school. But my mother was adamant that I'd get a good high school education, which I did. But when I was 15, I had a chance to move to another town, work for another guy on another ranch for the summer. But after I was there, I showed his cattle all summer, you know, all over the state, sister states. He asked if I would stay on and take care of him, which I did, which just took 1 mile away from, didn't have to be fed up there, although it broke my mother's heart.
Right.
But I had a good, I had a car, bought my first car when I was 14. So I had a real good school down here in Harrison County. And in the wintertime, you know, I had to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and take care of the cattle, and breaking ice on the frozen ponds was always a real time thing.
I remember some of those stories. I didn't have to do any of that, but my husband did. He grew up on the farm. So.
Right, exactly. So then I got out of that. When I got out of high school, I had to get a better job, so I ended up, you know, 3 or 4 jobs, and finally ended up with a factory job at night, and then I worked whatever I could work during the daytime, and saved my money, and when I was 21, I bought my first semi.
That is awesome.
And,
you worked night shift. What were you doing in the factory? I worked nights. I worked at Cheeseboro Ponds making Q-tips, and I worked the third shift. What did you do?
This was a muffler factory, the new muffler factory in town. And I got in there, and there was no layoffs there or anything, so
it was good steady work.
I could, daytime job doing other stuff, you know, just part-time stuff, and had a dump truck and
Well, when we come back, we're headed into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about your experience as a trucker and how you ended up with Lucas Oil. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to hold off on the phone calls because I want to get through this success story because I find it so fascinating. So just hang on. And Forrest and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting this morning with Forrest Lucas of Lucas Oil. Forrest, when we were talking, I didn't realize you grew up on the farm. And I know that moving from the city to this rural area that I live in now, I absolutely love rural America. And, of course, the big city I was in was Raytown, Missouri. It was, you know, it's big compared to Jamestown, Missouri, but it's certainly not a metropolis like some cities. But we didn't have the chickens. We didn't have the hogs. We didn't have the cattle. We didn't have to go break ice in the morning so the cattle could get water. We didn't have to do all those things. But I'll tell you what, marrying a farmer and in that family, you know that those roots and that hard-working ethnic that they have is what is truly the foundation, I believe, of this nation. And I'm not discounting our city folks, because I love the city too. And we all have a purpose. We all make this nation what it is, but I believe rural America is the roots of this nation, the foundation. And so I want to move on with your story. Obviously, your roots made you a very strong man and a very determined person. So let's get on with your first truck.
Okay. Well, my first truck was actually an old dump truck.
An old dump truck, okay.
But I bought a new Chevrolet. This is back when there were more gas burners than there were diesels on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I leased it on to Mayflower. at that time, you know, if you want to have your own truck, you're going to have to probably work with a moving van company or hauling produce, because everything else you just couldn't do it. Couldn't get your deal there.
You can do it on your own.
Right over. So I got my job with Mayflower. Went to a couple of weeks of training there, and actually, my intention was to go out there and work my butt off for 2 or 3 years and save up my money and buy a gas station or some kind of business of my own. That's what I wanted to do. And they told me, and all of them, they had a class there. I was training everybody because they had so many people come and go. But they said, if you're really, really good, you can make this amount of money if you really work hard. Well, I made way, way, way more than that. But I was working really, really hard night and day, and got home on average once every 5 weeks for a day or two.
Wow.
So this is what you had to do, but it was there. I was making the money. Unfortunately, my first wife, I had no idea that she could not stand. She's spending as fast as we could make it. So I had to get rid of her. But and eventually, I kept on driving at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Took a couple of years to get caught up after her. But that's the hard working part came from because I did that when I was young. And I did it then. You know, I could go a long time without rest. And one of the main things I got out of driving with a moving van, I learned a lot because I covered the whole country. Now, most of the trucking back then was in one or two states as far as you go. But with the moving van, we covered the whole country. And there's a lot of people moving back then, a lot more than there is now. You don't see very many moving vans now, but back then the roads were covered with moving vans. Going to California, everybody's moving to California or Florida. You can hardly get a load out, but you could definitely get loads in. One thing I noticed there when I was moving these people, and I was always very inquisitive, is that, and I was very good at it. So I got to move a lot of the presidents and generals and those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I noticed was that all those guys who made it to the top were really nice. Mm-hmm. They were really nice to the families, they were really nice to the employees, they were really nice to me. But the guy that made it halfway up, a lot of times he was a butthole. So
there's only one way to say it, isn't there?
But it's true. So I remember that, you know, and then I thought, it doesn't cost anything to be nice.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't cost anything just to be nice to somebody. Hi, how you doing? Oh, gosh, that's a pretty dress you got on.
Well, thank you.
Things like that. I can see you over here. But so little things like that, you know, that it doesn't cost anything, but as a, you know, just to be nice to my people. I got a lot of people working for me now.
You know, that is something I do know a little bit about, only because I talked to your PR man, Stuart, and he was telling me some of the things about how long certain employees have been with you. And I said, you know, that says an awful lot about a person and a company, how they treat their people. When you see these companies that have great and fast turnovers, you know something's wrong. And so when you see a company that people stay with, you know they're being treated good.
Most of my people, honestly, don't look at the job as a job. They look at it as a career.
Mm.
They're here.
They're a part of it.
They're going to be their job for their life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. So that's bragging, but I'm just telling you a fact here. If you got any listeners out there, you might want to remember this. It's a big deal. Real big deal.
And how you treat people is a huge deal. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you did well just being the truck driver, and I don't mean just, but being the truck driver. And I would imagine with moving vans, you do meet a lot of people and a lot of characters and a lot of personalities, and that is very interesting. So how did you come to start looking into the oil business, to the lubrication?
I finally ended up with several trucks and my own authorities so I could haul. I started out doing hot freighting because I get to California, there's nothing to haul back, so I learned what we call hot freighting. Back then, you had to have authority to haul anything. Well, mm-hmm. hot freight, you could haul it, you didn't have to have authority, and that's what I was doing. I had people that I was working with there. But no. Anyhow, I learned how to do that. I got a lot of people that wanted me to haul their freight for them here and there and yonder anywhere. So our president did away with the authorities, opened it up to where it's easy to get authorities. A lot of the big companies went broke because they had the authorities had been hawked for so much money.
Right.
Whereas I applied for authorities, and I was the first one in the country to get 448 state authority.
Wow.
To haul anything I wanted to, which didn't, you know, just the virtues did away with it, so you didn't have to have authority. But
okay.
I did have it. Anyhow, I got to 14 trucks. And I knew we had to move. I was in Indiana at the time. I knew we had to move to one coast or another so I could be there where I could work on the trucks when they were there. So this is a lot of work. I was learning. There's a lot to owning a lot of trucks because it had a lot of people to take care of, the wives and getting the husbands home, you know, everybody's trying.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody was good with taking care of the money, I tell you.
Yeah.
So there was a lot to it and maintaining the trucks. So I learned a lot about maintaining trucks. I had learned over the years anyhow to take care of my own equipment. But we were having a problem getting through the desert, all that heat. And I always had a problem getting through there. So I started looking around for better oils. We find something better, and additives, there were some additives on the market, and some of them were better than others, so I started digging around, trying to find what I could learn, talking to people that would know, reading up on everything I could about how oil was made, and you about ready to go off?
I am. We're going to stop there. We're going to talk about the oil business, and I want to talk about how you still have roots on the ground with ranching and cattle and that kind of thing. But you're also into racing. You're just so many things that you cover with this oil business. And I liked when I looked up your website. It said on there, Lucas Oil Products Incorporated, made in America, sold to the world. Isn't that the American dream? We're headed into a break. I'm visiting today with Forrest Lucas of Lucas Oil, and we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to get back to Lucas, to Forrest here, so we can talk about the Lucas oil and how he came to make a better oil, a better lubricant. And it goes much, much farther than just the trucks. But let's get back to that, Forrest.
All right. It's a. Much as fast as I can, but it's a. Yeah. Most of the oils were virtually the same. Most of the oils, hydraulic oil had no additive in them at all. It still does not, except ours. Transmission fluid, virtually everything was pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I had to find something different. So there's additives, tried to make some additives on the side, you know. Different, and some of them were, most of them were junk, but a few of them were okay, better than nothing, made the oil better than what it was. So I learned what I could about that, and I had one that was pretty good, but I kept looking, and there was this, we were in California at the time, Southern California. And there was this sort of old junkyard, I called it. It's where this guy would go to your place if you were leaving town, or he would come there and clean up your place and pay you for your oils, leftover oils, or you pay him for taking them away from you, whatever it was.
Okay.
Then he had this big spread out of about an acre of stuff. And he's a young man that worked for him there, and he knew a lot about a lot of these things. So I was talking to him a lot about the stuff. One day I go over and I said, I'm looking for something for mega fifth wheel lube. He said, I think I got just what you want. So we go over there and here's this barrel. And I read on the outside this little rusty barrel what was in there. And I thought, gosh, I didn't think this would even been invented yet, you know. And we took the lid off and it blew me away. This is, I knew what we were going for. It was not in the world to be an oil. But not out there to be part of an oil. It was out there for doing other things, and I don't want to go into details about that because I might give away what it is.
Yeah. I wouldn't understand anyway.
But you got listeners who might.
Okay.
I took this barrel home, and I had some blending equipment, you know, because we were making oils already. We're not big. This is all very small time. And I took part of this stuff, which is very hard to work with. And I added some of it to the oil in one of my trucks. Completely stopped the oil burning. Put some in the fuel. And I went from 4.5 up to 5 miles to gallon. Everybody did it, used it. It went up. And that was a lot. And it took all the smoke away. It caused all of the smoke to burn. So we were cleaning the air as well. We were also getting fuel mileage, an extra fuel mileage, which was a big deal. Put some in the gearboxes, smoothed everything out, cooled it down. It didn't get hot going up the hills anymore.
Amazing.
So I did more and more testing, and, you know, you didn't have to worry about putting in too much. So if something really wore out, you could still stop it from burning oil. You could keep it going. If the rods were knocking, you could stop it from knocking. And then we made one for automatic transmissions later on. The next step was I got the truck stops with these two here because I knew everybody was having the same problem I was having. And I had a knack for marketing. I didn't realize it at the time at all. It was years later before I realized I had a knack for it, but I was very good at marketing. You know, how to write the labels up and what to tell the story and how to talk to people and write ads. I had to write lots of ads, did a lot of advertisement. We worked our butt off going to trade shows and stuff, getting this stuff going. But we started out with the two and got them going really good because everybody was wanting it. The truckers was all wanting it. But we added a couple of things to it. Power steering stop leak and for your automatic, for your power steering units, if you had a bad rack of pinion or whatever, it'd fix it. And one for automatic transmissions, which is huge. It's one of the biggest ones we've ever made because it can stop your transmission from slipping or leaking. Or if you put it in there when it's new, it'll never wear out. So I know we've saved the world billions and billions of dollars in all these years, you know, fixing all these things with the bomb for selling the cars to $15 or $20 instead of paying, you know, thousands of dollars. And a lot of times it's not even fixed when you get done with it. So we went.
Yeah, I was just writing down. I've got an old car that maybe I need to get some Lucas oil for. I just wrote it down.
Yeah. Any auto parts store, truck stop, now most of the C stores are putting it in now. And a lot of the grocery stores have got it. So it's not hard to find.
All right.
But that's how we got it really, really going. That's the short.
The short version. And that's good because, like I said, you'll be talking over my head if you get in too deep there. I'll be done. I won't even be able to fake it anymore. But, you know, I know that that the oils are for different things. And you're probably not, I know we've met, we shook hands, we've met, but I know that you probably don't know a whole lot about CSC Talk Radio. Well, where I came from was my late boss was the Derry Brownfield of Common Sense Coalition. And when I started this show, It was to be the voice of rural America, and I've tried to keep it that way. And you and I both know that rural America is not like any other part of America. We are the flyover states. We're the ones that are forgotten most of the time, and I intend for us not to be forgotten. We'll have a voice, and I keep telling my listeners, if you make your voice heard, you're not going to be forgotten. And but I have some listeners, and we stand for the Constitution, we stand for our Bill of Rights, we stand for rural America, we stand for businesses, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. We believe in all that. So I have some listeners that go to the National NRA Conference, or whatever they call that every year that they have, and they were telling me about the Lucas Oil products for the guns, for gun lubrication. So I wanted to visit with you just a tiny bit on that.
We came out, one of the first products I made was our original gun oil. I had some guys in California, had a bunch of old Tommy guns, and they liked to go out shooting, but they were always locking up on them. So one of the guys asked me if I could make them a gun oil. So I did. And while I was at it, I said, well, I'll make this for people back east, too, who don't shoot the guns a lot, don't have Tommy guns, but they might go out and go hunting and shoot two or three times and let, put the gun back up. So,
till next time.
It had no smell. All the gun oils at the time smelled, stunk. You know, high in the world, everybody wanted the gun oil to smell when everybody trying to keep all odor off of them. So, anyhow, I made this gun oil. It didn't smell, and it didn't rust or anything, you know, and we put it out there for years. It's still a big seller, but a few years ago, a couple of years ago, in fact, we came out with another one for somebody who came in and wanted one for the Tommy guns, or the new Tommy guns, you know, for the Army and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We made one, and the guy didn't come back and buy it. He came back and bought a little dab, but he was supposed to be a big distributor. He was not. So one of my guys said, what are we going to do with this? I said, well, let's label it up and put it out there in the world and see if we can sell it ourselves. So it turned out to be a huge hit, you know, but the first guy tried it, you know, told somebody else. That's the way they advertise in the gun industry. They got their own magazines and they tell them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All these stories, and especially now that you can talk. Because there's a lot of people who won't let them advertise on the television or radio.
Right.
So, anyhow, that was, because it would stop everybody's warranties. Not only could you not wear it out, the gun oil will not wear out. It'll go on and run for as long as you want to. There's a lot of different products there, but in the line, I hear you getting ready to come back on again. But
yeah, we are. We're heading in. I was going to say, it's a shame you can't make that oil for our knees and our elbows so they don't wear out. You'd really have it made, wouldn't you? We are headed into a break. When we come back, Forrest, I want to visit some of the things that have brought you back to the farm. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and Forrest and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. CST Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CST Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping, tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. My Pillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. We haven't taken any calls because I've just been enthralled listening to Forrest and his life story. And I know we're going through it awfully fast. It's the fastest and the shortest hour of the day, Forrest. You and I met at a conference because it was about property rights. And you spoke a little bit, and I think I actually sang, but you have Protect the Harvest, which a lot of people know what it is, and a very lot of people don't know what it is. And I would like you to tell me how you came to start the foundation of Protect the Harvest, the organization of Protect the Harvest.
I have a big cattle ranch in Missouri. 16,000 acres,
mm-hmm.
Beautiful, big, rich cattle ranch. I got a call one morning from one of my cowboys wanting to know if they could put signs up on the highway. We have miles of highways.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what's it about? And he started explaining to me. I said, well, that's HSUS. He said, yeah, that's what it is. So I got on a plane and went out there and started trying to find somebody that could help me get this out on the news, you know, of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have these people that work for me in California. We have all kind of people out there, but they don't know anything about this, the ranch, or anything like that, you know.
Right.
So anyway, There's one guy I knew out there. He pointed at this lady, and so this lady, a couple of days later, found out this lady didn't know what she was talking about. But in the middle of the night, I call from this guy and says, of course, you don't know who I am, but I know who you are, and I know who you're looking for. And these four guys that helped me get elected.
Mm.
And matter of fact, that guy right now is our governor out there.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know him, but I know of him.
He's doing a very good job. The next morning, I get a call from these guys. There's four young men there. They're sort of in-state lobbyists. And they made up this ad, these two ads, one for radio, one for television, and they thought that somebody like Farm Bureau or somebody like that would buy it and put them out. Well, nobody would. The fact is, guys told them, don't fight him. You can't win. You can't win. Just let him go.
We don't like to hear that in Missouri.
No, we don't like to hear that in Missouri. And what it was is, of course, they were wanting to take over.
Yeah. Was that Prop A? Was that the Prop A back then?
This is Proposition Prop B.
Prop B, okay.
And on the front, it looked just little puppy things. But as you dig down into it, like all their ads that are like this, you dig down into it where you don't really see until it's already done, voted for. But anyhow, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence government there in Missouri, they used the word pets. And a pet is anything that can live within 15 feet of your house. So this was what they were using pets in their stuff, all they were doing, except what you read up on top, because you would vote on it. You would not see the pets. But inside is all there.
And, you know, the people that were reading this, like out of the city, St. Louis, Kansas City, that's all they thought about was the dogs and the cats, you know, particularly the dogs. But they didn't understand that it was going to affect all livestock, cattle, hogs, everybody, everything.
It would have taken it all out.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we lost by one. I only had 6 days, and we took them from 69 down to 51 percent. But that 51, and we were 49. So, but since it was a preposition, it was the state had the right to go and take it apart if they wanted to, which they did.
Yes,
you know,
did.
My friend, he grabbed it, and some other friends, and they started working on it. But at the time, nobody knew anything about them. They were scared to death. These people had our politicians scared.
Well, they still do because they play dirty.
they do play dirty, and they threaten them, and they threaten them with all kinds of things. I had to go out there. I spent almost 2 months out there on my own time talking with these guys myself, you know, trying to convince them that these guys are not going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
They were not going to hurt them. They were not going to harm them anyway. And I would have it back in an election because these guys were promising they were going to vote against them. They would spend hundreds of thousands of dollars against them or whatever if it had to.
They have the money.
But I came in and told these guys I would back them, which I did. And one day, one afternoon, I get this phone call, and the House had passed it, the Senate had passed it, and the governor had signed it.
Mm-hmm.
And HHS is having a fit because this is their first time to lose. But
that's how you got into it.
Here's the way I really got into it. That was the beginning of it. But after that 2 months I spent out there, and that's the biggest thing on my mind, I realized that nobody in the country was fighting these guys. Nobody was doing it. So I knew somebody had to. And I knew I had enough name, enough money, and enough courage. courage. I usually don't say courage, but to do something about it.
Determination. We'll call it determination if you'd rather.
That's another nice word, better than what I would usually say.
That's what I'm here for. We're about to run out of time, and I really wanted to get into Protect the Harvest a little bit more. I hope you have the time to come back another day here very, very soon so we can talk about that in detail, because most people do not realize what Prop B was going to do here in the state of Missouri, some of the things it's already done in some of our other states, and the fight was ongoing, and so many were trying to fight. I know you say they weren't, they weren't able to fight as you did, let's put it that way. But I remember having many of the pet breeders on the air when I was working for Dairy Brownfield, and we were fighting tooth and toenail. And I thank you so much for stepping in and helping, because it was something that needed to be taken care of. And had we got you on board sooner, we might have whooped it at the first part. We are out of time. Forrest, thank you so very much for being with me today. And I'm going to try and get you back so we can talk just about that and the fact that you're into movies now too, and another way of fighting this. We've just got to get the word out, and then people will know, and that's what we're here for. Thank you, Forrest. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've been talking about Lucas Oil. We've been talking with Forrest Lucas of Lucas Oil. You know, it's an American success story. All of us have it in us. We may not be millionaires, but you know what? We can all do our part to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.